Welcome to the Luxury Travel Podcast, where you'll discover information on luxury travel right around the world and hear amazing stories, tips, and secrets from experts and luxury world travelers. Please fasten your seatbelt low and tight and remain seated for the show. Now here's your luxury travel captain, Alan Suss.
Welcome everyone. This is Alan Suss from Travel Managers Australia, the River Cruise Expert. Speaking today with Rachel Javier, Sales Manager for Victoria, Tasmania and the Northern Territory of Travel the World. Today we're going to be talking about Riviera Cruises. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Alan. Great to be here.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Let's start off and just talk a little bit about a very short synopsis of how you got into travel and what you're doing now.
Sure. After finishing year 12 at school, I was overstudying. I wanted to do the shortest course possible. And I really wanted to go into hotel management, but they didn't let me because I hadn't worked at McDonald's. So they told me to go back to McDonald's, work there for 6 months, and I can come back and do the hotel management course. So I thought, I'm not going to do that. And they said, well, why don't you do the travel course? I did that. And hence, that was the start of my travel journey. And I've been doing it now for 30 years and all different aspects, basically within wholesaling. Started off as a junior in reservations and worked my way up to being state manager. And now with Travel the World for the last 10 years as a sales manager and loving all the products that I represent.
Just think, if you would have gone to McDonald's, you could have traveled the world eating McDonald's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Today we'll be talking about Riviera Cruises, River Cruises. Why do you think Riviera Cruises are good for Australians, and why should Australians be thinking about travelling with Riviera Cruises?
Well, a couple of things. So the full name is Riviera Travel River Cruises, and they've been around for 37 years, so they definitely know what they're doing. And it's a UK-based company, and because of Australia's affiliation with the UK, I think it's a great fit. And like on board, it's all English-speaking staff as well, which is definitely a plus. And they've got something quite unique that I haven't heard of before with any other company, what they call a happiness guarantee. So, which means by day two of your river cruise, if you're not totally satisfied, you can actually leave the cruise and they'll actually give you a full refund. So how amazing is that?
That's pretty amazing. I would have liked to have given me it by the end of the cruise, rather. That would have been... No, we won't get away with that one, will we?
Unfortunately, no. No, but as I said, they've been around for 37 years, UK-based company, and have been doing European river cruises that whole time.
So just to make sure I've got this right, all the staff on board the cruise ships themselves are English. They're English-speaking or they're English?
English-speaking. So they come from a multicultural background, but a prerequisite is English-speaking, as probably 98% of our clientele on board, or that come on board, are all English-speaking.
Okay. Now, where do all the cruises, are they only in Europe, on the European rivers?
At the moment, yes. So everything from Amsterdam to Budapest to Cologne to Budapest, right through to the Black Sea. Cruises in Paris as well, and there's ones that are just in Germany. River cruises just also in the Netherlands. But what's exciting is, and the one that I want to do next, is the one in Portugal along the Douro.
Yeah, Portugal's been very popular for Australians, from my own knowledge of these things. And I have been to Portugal, and I can tell you, Portugal's very much different to most other European countries. Not only is language different, the food they eat is different as well, but it just has a different personality to the rest of Europe.
It definitely does.
And both Lisbon and Porto, most interesting cities, very hilly,
yes.
But most interesting cities.
Absolutely.
Okay, and why do you think Australians would enjoy going on a river cruise within Europe and with Riviera Cruises in particular?
Well, again, one, because we're a UK-based company, two, because of that holiday happiness guarantee that we do offer, and also we make you feel like you're part of the family when you come on board. There's no airs and graces, it's quite casual, but it's still luxury. So you've got the best of both worlds. So we really believe that luxury travel shouldn't cost the earth. We really believe in quality, and that's what we provide at Riviera.
Okay.
And now, it's all about like choices that you can make as well. So we do all the hard work. All you need to do is decide which cruise you want to go to and leave the rest to us.
Okay. Could we talk a little bit about the cabins and perhaps also talk about the meals? Can we start with
sure.
the cabin, accommodation on board the,
sure.
the cruise ship?
Okay. Yep, we've got cabins as well as suites on across our fleet. Our fleet is actually quite young. Our oldest ship at the moment was probably came into commission about 2015, and the youngest one at the moment is about 2019-2020. So we've got a very young fleet, which is great. And you've got the choice of cabins over three different decks. The ones on the lower deck, they've only just got a picture window, but 80% of our cabins on board are suites that either have a French balcony or a full-size balcony where you can sit on and have your breakfast if you want, or just sit on your balcony and watch the world go by. But having said that, with the ones with the French balcony, they've got the floor-to-ceiling windows. So what you can do is you can place the chair right up against the French balcony, and literally then your whole cabin becomes a balcony, and you can watch the world go by and cruise along that way as well.
Right. Can we talk about the cabin itself? What's inside a cabin? I mean, let's talk firstly about the suites firstly, I think.
Yep, so the suites are generally on the second and third level, and they all our cabins have private facilities, so there's no sharing of that at all. They've all got amazing amenities from complimentary Wi-Fi to tea and coffee making facilities in the cabin. You're provided with a refillable water bottle, and you can get water throughout the ship. What else? There's all your toiletries are included as well. And when you do your shore excursions, which we include one in every port, you get the headset, the whisper headset, so that you can follow the local tour guide as they're guiding you along. And that's all set up in your room as well. You've got safe, a little fridge, etc., to keep your cold drinks in. So it's definitely well appointed.
Nice. Your own toiletries and your bathrooms as well, do you?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Now, what about, let's talk about the meals. Everybody loves a meal. So let's talk about...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So all your meals are included on the river cruise. So breakfast, lunch, and a four-course dinner every evening. And you've got a choice of two different restaurants to choose from. You've either got the main dining room, or you've got at the stern of the ship or the back of the ship, there's a restaurant there that only seats 28 patrons at any one time. And that's where the chef serves up in the evening the specialties of the particular region that we're in. So, for example, when I went on board and did one of the French River cruises, ate in that particular dining room or in that restaurant one night, and it was the first time that I ever experienced escargot and also frog's legs, which is quite different.
Well, that is different.
Have you ever experienced that, Alan?
No, and I never will.
Okay.
I never will ever escape escargot nor frog's legs, though I am told they are tasty.
Yes, they are. So with every evening, what happens is you've got the four-course meal, but you've also got what we call the local flavours. So the chef will prepare one of the local famous cuisine of the particular region that we're in. Yeah. And a lot of the produce on board would have just been bought from the local market during the day. So you know that everything is all fresh, and which it has to be, because with the river cruise being quite small, there really isn't a lot of space to store a lot of food. But then that works to passengers' advantage, because the food then is always fresh daily.
Now, what I do like about the ships is they have these most interesting names.
Yes, they do.
Would you like to go through those names?
Sure. So with our five-star fleet, they're all named after famous English authors. Everything from Emily Bronte to Thomas Hardy to Oscar Wilde, Robert Burns, William Wordsworth, who else? Geoffrey Chaucer. Yeah, just
William
to name a few. Yep, and also Jane Austen, George Eliot, yeah.
Interesting, yes, very interesting.
Yeah, except along the Douro. Those ships are named after the Douro, so we've got the MS Douro Elegant and the MS Douro Splendor.
All right, it's interesting in its own right. Let's talk a little bit about touring. You arrive at a particular city and you moored at a city, and You're going to do some touring. How does that operate and how does that work?
Okay, so in every city that we do arrive in, we always have one local tour included. And most of the time, depending on which city we're in, it's normally a walking tour. So because I've done the French rivers.
Yeah, right.
I can give you a couple of examples there. So there's this quaint little town called Viviers, and that when you get taken by a local guide along all the beautiful cobblestone streets, and literally as you're walking past, you're looking into a lot of the local housing and you're seeing how the French actually live in those towns. And what's quite interesting, as you're walking through the cobblestone streets, you can smell the freshly baked baguette. Oh, it was just amazing. And then we also went up the steep alleyways and we got to the church, which is at the top of the hill, and we got this amazing view of the valley. And then when we came back down, before we went back onto the ship, we met some locals and I actually learnt how to play petanque with the locals and drink the local wine of the region. So that was just
Yes, absolutely. excellent.
It reminded me of the grappa in Italy. It was quite potent.
Not quite as strong, though.
No, not as strong, but it was still very, very potent.
What I like, and which is very important, is Wi-Fi is included on the ships 24/7, right?
Correct. So you can always stay in contact with your family back home.
Yeah, well, that's
and all, and as soon as you're, for example, if you're just using your phone to take photos, you can always automatically upload them onto Instagram and also Facebook.
What about solo travellers? Do you accommodate solo travellers on your
Absolutely.
Cruises?
Absolutely. On every single voyage or journey on all our river cruises, we have a certain number of cabins that are set aside for our solos where there's no additional cost. So they actually get a cabin that has got a queen-size bed in it. So it's normally a cabin that's for two people, but we provide that for a solo traveller at no additional cost. So it's excellent value.
That's excellent. Okay, we've spoken about solo travellers. Now, what happens, can you explain, somebody wants to fly from Australia and go on a cruise. They get on the plane in Melbourne, Sydney, wherever it may be, hopefully after COVID, and you can do all these things, and what happens? They arrive in a city. Let's say they arrive in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. What right. then happens? They've arrived at the airport. Is somebody there to look after them, take them to a hotel, or what happens there?
Well, if they're coming straight onto the ship, we can actually organise the transfers for them. Or if they're going to a hotel, provided that it's quite close to the port, we can arrange the transfers for them as well. And I'm just trying to get the information, the latest information for you with regards to the details on...
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Send it to me and we'll add that in a little bit later somewhere.
Yes.
That's fine. That's not a problem. Okay. But thank you very much for talking with me today, because believe it or not, we've come to the end of our allotted time on the podcast. And today I want to thank Rachel Javier for joining me on the podcast today. This is Alan Suss from Travel Managers Australia, the River Cruise Expert. If you have any questions, just email them to me at alan.suss@travelmanagers.com.au. And also, if you need an experienced travel agent to help you with your next river cruise, call or email me. And you can call me on 0433203713. Finally, thanks, Rachel, for joining me. And thank you, everybody.
My pleasure,
for
Alan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.
I hope that you have enjoyed listening to my special guest today. Travelling and need an experienced travel agent to help you book your trip? Call me directly on 0433203713. And, as always, be on the lookout for our next Luxury Travel Podcast episode. This is Alan Suss of Travel Managers Australia, wishing you a wonderful day.